Welcome to another daily dose of audio lampooning, direct from the devil's mouth.
And his name is Ollie Newport.
So, hello, Audio Boo. Right now, I have just taken a break from playing Battlefield Bad Company 2, which is an interesting game. It's quite good. I quite like it. It's big. And I found a mode on it, which I'm quite enjoying, but also kind of flick off and on between. It's called War Tapes. And basically, it simulates War Tapes, basically. It simulates the sound, the recorded kind of distortion. It kind of brings everything, like ambient sounds and speech and music, all into, like, basically, imagine focus. Everything is pretty much on the same level of clarity, and it applies a load of more filters and stuff like that. And yeah, that's quite good. I like, just it's big, and there's lots of booms and explosions, and you'll sit here in the dark with a big TV and headphones on, because whenever I play campaign on a game, or I won't do it so much with multiplayer, but I will if I'm playing kind of hardcore, yeah. I'll put the headphones on and I'll just immerse myself, because I just want to get into the experience. I am that person for this complete session. I am a gruff, evil mercenary hunting people down for blood money. There we go. Last week I played a Splinter Cell Conviction. And I really liked that. I thought that was really fun to play. Sam Fisher kind of going a bit rogue. I've never played the original Splinter Cell games, and I've understand that there's kind of a two sides to it. So the old school crowd who really like the original Sam Fisher games and Splinter Cell, and the new people who really like this reboot. And it's kind of like Marmite. You're one end of the spectrum or the other end of the spectrum. I've always wondered, actually, because all of the, you know, it begins with Tom Clancy. Tom Clancy is a writer, like a big war writer, apparently. I haven't really done a lot of research into it. I wonder how much input he actually has in these games anymore. Yep. Has it got my name on it? Is the check in the post? It's not as much this time. You haven't given us any input. Oh, that's all right, yeah. As long as my name's on it, that's fine. So yeah, I really like that. So two games I've been playing this week. I don't buy games anymore as much. I used to buy all my games from new, sometimes used. But now I'm just, because I've got a Love Film subscription, so I can just rent the games, and then if I wanted to play it on multiplayer, I might end up buying it eventually. But yeah, lots of fun. If you want to actually play a game with me at some point and you have an Xbox 360, simply type in to gamertag NYLLO. That's Nilo. But yes, other than that, and speaking of games, E3 on right now, at this very second, is on. That's right, there's lots of people, nerds, you could call them that, wandering around Ancodus, and they're wandering around a giant conference hall looking at other games, and it's quite exciting for me, because last year and the year before that actually, it's been a long time. I just kind of stick around on GameSpot and look at their live stream, but this year will be the only year that I haven't been able to do that. Also, matter of fact, is that BT have managed to throttle the feck out of everything at the moment. So, right now, I can't actually access anything. It's really irritating. I'll get back onto this on another post. But I hate BT right now, because they're throttling a 6 megabit internet connection, which isn't good to begin with, down to 0.6. megabits per second. You can't even use anything. You can't use YouTube. In fact, weirdly though, you can play video games, because the ping maintains quite a low latency. It's very low latency, but the download speeds are slow. So I can still play games, which is a upside, but yeah, it's crap.
Check back tomorrow for more of the same with your host, Ollie Newport. Goodbye.